This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, punishing Iran or not, as Israel continues its airstrikes against Gaza in preparation for what we've been told is the imminent invasion of Gaza for days now. And believe me when I say I am not eagerly awaiting this invasion, because a lot of blood will be spilled on both sides, and this is something we do not relish. Anyway, we learned today that the U.S. and Europe allowed the sale of Iranian missiles and missile technology, which had been formally banned or sanctioned by the United Nations. They allowed that embargo on Iran's purchase and sale of missiles and missile technology to expire last week, Wednesday. In other words, the main financial backer of Iran's proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, can now transfer suicide drones to Russia without consequence. Iran can now sell Putin ballistic missiles that it has thus far hesitated to send to Moscow. Meanwhile, the Chinese Communist Party can now legally provide Iran with technology, tools, and equipment to build better drones and missiles. The missile and drone embargo was unanimously imposed by the United Nations Security Council back in 2007 in response to Iran's nuclear program. And during the 2015 negotiations with the Obama administration, Iranian officials managed to get negotiators for the American team to agree to downgrade those restrictions from a permanent embargo, but instead to allow them to sunset on October 18th, 2023. At the time, back in 2015, even the French negotiators were opposed to the idea. But last week, as the embargo expired, crickets. Nothing but crickets. In the middle of a war between Israel and Iran's proxies, Hamas and probably soon Hezbollah. By the way, Axios reports that the Biden administration recently sent a Marine three-star general and several other U.S. military officers to Israel to advise the Israeli government in its upcoming operation on Gaza. The question, and this is coming from Israelis, the question is whether those advisors are coming with strings attached. In other words, is the help from the Biden administration and the U.S. military intended to assist Israel or restrain it? And then there's this. Media gadfly, I'll use a nicer term than the one that comes to mind. Greta Thunberg, ostensibly a climate activist, environmentalist, is now taking a stand with Gaza, as you can see here. As one sharp-eyed analyst pointed out, Ms. Thunberg, you might want to know, Hamas does not use sustainable materials in its missiles. Topic number 4, the Palestinian Authority. In a recently unveiled document, the PA's Ministry of Endowments and Religious Affairs has provided guidelines and specific messaging for the sermons in the Palestinian territories last Friday. Some of those guidelines a bit concerning. This document, which was exposed by the research departments of Regavim, which is a non-government organization, presents a series of statements and instructions for imams as they prepared their sermons for this past Friday, October 20th. One of the key messages promotes the preservation of both public and personal property, calling it a religious and moral national duty. Furthermore, the text underscores the tenacity of the Palestinian people, emphasizing that regardless of the adversities they face, they will not surrender, quote, until the occupation is removed and an independent Palestinian state is established with Jerusalem at its capital. You see, in Islam, there is no separation between church and state. The church is the state. And that's at the heart of 14 centuries of conflict between Islam and the West, which I remind you is called the West because that's all that was left of Christendom after the Amirs of Islam basically got done with the first 100 years of war against the countries of the Mediterranean. The element of the document, by the way, that is raising the most eyebrows is this one. It includes references to Sharia law, and particularly a hadith that speaks of a future scenario when Muslims and Jews are in conflict. Quote, the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims kill them, until the Jew hides behind the stones and the trees, and the stones of the trees say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him, end quote. You can see why the people living in Israel might be just a bit concerned that the Palestinians living in Judea and Samaria heard this in the mosques last Friday. Topic number three, debunking George Floyd. Tucker Carlson brought to light to a wider audience, I should say, something that you already knew if you've been watching this program for any length of time. The official story behind the death of George Floyd, which sparked protests in the United States, riots, you know, fiery but mostly peaceful, that caused billions of dollars in property damage. In fact, the most expensive, the most costly series of protests in American history. So this is not a small thing. As Carlson noted during his program just a few days ago on X, formerly Twitter, which we reported here on this program more than 2 years ago, the Hennepin County, Minnesota medical examiner knew within days of George Floyd's death that he was not murdered by police. He was not choked to death. And now, thanks to a lawsuit in Hennepin County, in which a former Hennepin County prosecutor is suing her employer, alleging that she was a victim of sexual discrimination and retaliation, the story is finally coming out that George Floyd was not killed by police. In a deposition, the plaintiff, Amy Sweezy, recalls a conversation she had with Hennepin County medical examiner Dr. Andrew Baker. Baker told her there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation. Rather, according to Baker, George Floyd had serious heart disease. The medical examiner, the coroner's report, which is available online, you can look this up. So we're not inventing something here. It says very specifically, arteriosclerotic heart disease, multifocal, severe. Severe heart disease, which was complicated by the fact that he had a fair amount of fentanyl, methamphetamine, and morphine in his system. The man was a walking heart attack waiting to happen. Then, according to Sweezy, Dr. Baker said, Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on? This is the kind of case that ends careers, end quote. In other words, prosecutors who sent Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to prison knew from the start of the investigation that Chauvin is innocent. He was sacrificed to the narrative. And so were American cities. Topic number two, as if eating bugs isn't bad enough, our betters, globalists, want us to think about eating sawdust. A startup company in Estonia called IO has developed a process by which it takes, well, industrial waste, food waste, and industrial products like sawdust and converts them into edible fats to replace plant byproducts in the cooking process and also fats that can be used in cooking, so they say. They do anticipate some struggles in getting this approved. The European Union is known to have some of the strictest food laws in the world, although there are those who just say that this just stifles innovation. But if you want to look at what the so-called edible fat looks like when you see it on a plate, yeah. Timber, agricultural byproducts like straw, even food waste into edible fats. No, thank you. Coming up, possibly the worst take by an American politician on the Israel-Hamas war. You won't be surprised to find out who said it. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Before Genesis Master Collection. When you order the Before Genesis Master Collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Before Genesis, The Unauthorized History of Tohu, Bohu, and the Chaos Dragon in the Land Before Time by Dr. Thomas Horn and Donna Howell. In this phenomenal new work, you'll learn about the debate raging between the Old Earth and the Young Earth creationist groups, what the Earth was like during the without form and void era of Genesis 1-2, how ancient archaeological sites like Göbekli Tepe and the Doorway of the Serpent point to an intelligent race of beings on Earth alive before the time of Adam and under Lucifer's fallen influence. And for the first time ever, the conclusion to the events of Genesis that merges all contributing voices from not only the young and old creationist groups, but the scientific community as well, into one balanced and agreeable climax. But that's not all. You'll also receive the amazing DVD, What Lies Beneath, The Lost Secrets of the Watchers Below Göbekli Tepe, featuring archaeologist and author Dr. Aaron Judkins and best-selling author Derek Gilbert as they reveal Göbekli Tepe's historical use as a place of watchers' worship, the evidence of a cult that venerated human skulls and reptilian creators, and the links between the god of Göbekli Tepe and the Bible. Also included in this must-have master collection are the digital, downloadable e-book versions of the Earth's earliest ages, unearthing the lost world of the Cloud Eaters, and the Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. These three masterpiece works will be available for download immediately when you place your order for the Before Genesis Master Collection and are being included in this offer absolutely free. All of these items hold a retail value of over $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Before Genesis Master Collection right now.
Topic number one today, bless her pointy little head, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes, she has decided to lay blame for the war between Israel and Hamas, and the culprits in her mind are American Christians, specifically American fundamentalist Christians, those of us who believe that the Bible is the actual Word of God. Quote, "The country that is Israel today is not the Israel of the Bible," end quote. Well, no kidding. The Israel of the Bible was literally a theocracy. Now, some of the kings followed the law better than others. I mean, you might remember the son and grandson of Hezekiah, Manasseh, and Amon, who literally sacrificed their children to Molech. But that's not a bad thing for progressives in America today. Anyway, quote, "It's not just Islamic, it is not just Jewish, it is also Christian. In the United States of America, Christian fundamentalism and nationalism, which has also been extremely anti-Semitic, has also aligned itself with some of the most right-wing and authoritarian and inflammatory powers in the region," end quote. She keeps using those words. I do not think they mean what she thinks they mean. Israel, and our Orthodox Jewish friends in Israel know this to be true, Israel's best friends in the world are conservative American Christians. It is the height of irony that progressives like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez don't recognize that their values are fundamentally and diametrically opposed to the people in the Middle East they claim to support. Take those multicolored flags to the streets of Gaza or Beirut or Mecca, Tehran, and see how far you get. Bless her pointy little head. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and during the month of October, we'll send you, as our thank you, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, a copy of Donna Howell's novel Ebenezer picks up the story of Scrooge after Christmas. How has his life changed? You can find out for your gift of any amount, no minimum, during the month of October. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send this to you as our way of saying thank you for your support. Find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or call us toll-free during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, Göbekli Tepe, what archaeologists call the world's oldest temple. How does it fit into the narrative of creation, the biblical account? Does it indicate the worship of entities who once walked among us as gods? You find our broadcast schedule as we continue our six-week investigative series into the new book by Donna Howell, Before Genesis. In fact, the last Skywatch TV broadcasts we recorded with Tom Horn. Don't miss them. You'll find our broadcast schedule, skywatchtv.com/channels. The program right now available at our website. You can always watch all of our content at skywatchtv.com. It's also available on our Roku and Apple TV channels. If you have a set-top box, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for it. We've got instructions on how to do that at our website, as well as, you can also watch it by the YouTube channel for the main program at Skywatch TV Now, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into the palm of your hand, whether you're holding an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet, and we have links to their app stores to make it easy to find the right version of the app for your device at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.